The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord.
Today, as we celebrate the Feast of St. Mark, I think one of the things that we see in the Gospel throughout Mark and in Acts of the Apostles and then the letters of St. Peter and then also in his own Gospel is you really see what it's like to be called to preach the Gospel and how important mentorship and friendship is as a part of that way. I know I've told all of you before that, as the Apostles were generally sent out two by two, as a support system to help one another, we actually still do that same thing even throughout the seminary. Seminary apostolates that you have all throughout your time in seminary, you always go out with an apostolate partner, just like in the, hence the name apostolate, right? And so just like the apostles. And Father Brent and I, our first apostolate together was actually at Central Catholic here in Portland. And so we used to go out there together, drive from Mount Angel, and go to the religion classes and do different things. And they had a couple search retreats that we also participated in. And it's amazing how unbelievably important that relationship is, even when the relationship doesn't go quite as planned. So, you hear about St. Mark from the Acts of the Apostles, and he's involved in that clash with St. Paul. It's like St. Paul and Silas and Barnabas and Mark. And there's like a little bit of a problem, and then like St. Paul doesn't really want to like hang with them for a little while, and so they go the separate way. And so it's just like Mark and Barnabas go off together, and then Paul and Silas go off together for a little while. But then you hear in the letters of St. Paul that they do reconcile. He mentions Mark numerous times then, later on. So it goes to show you that throughout our Christian journey, even when we have mentors or friends, sometimes we might butt heads with each other, but it's also important for us to do the work of God together and to reconcile with each other. And St. Mark is really most famous for being St. Peter's essentially secretary. And so the early church fathers often used to call the Gospel of Mark St. Peter's Gospel because it was St. Peter relaying these stories to Mark and Mark recording them for him. We know it's pretty unlikely that St. Peter would have been a literate man because of his sort of upbringing and sort of blue-collar-like existence. And so he really relies on Mark's help to record all of those things that he actually learned from Jesus. But all the more, it goes to show you that even with the things that you lack, Christ can fill up what you lack and allow you to still be one of the most powerful people that he needs to do his work, to actually spread the gospel to the ends of the world. So St. Mark is an amazing example for all of us. I got an unusual text message this weekend from a friend of mine. A friend of mine's wife. And I had no idea, just because I don't spend much time on social media, but he'd been really struggling this last year. And I had no clue that was the case. And it was his birthday. And she asked if I could tell some sort of a story, she was kind of collecting stories from some friends and everything. And I was just like, man, that's so funny, because I just told the story when I fell through the ice, and I was talking about Jim was there, my friend Jim. And I said, I always referred to him as my climbing mentor. And it's amazing how he taught me almost everything I knew about climbing when I first started. Mountaineering, ice climbing, tying knots, how to like lace my boots up right, like practically everything you could think of. He was older than me and I was younger, but he was willing to take me under his wing to do that. And so we think about the mentors in our life. So for me to say a kind word about him when he needed it most, I was like, oh gosh, absolutely. Because we just never quite know when we're going to strike some sort of difficulty. Those of you that pray the Liturgy of the Hours heard one of the things that we hear every single week. You know, it's just like that the devil is prowling like a roaring lion. So we're trying to live sober and virtuous lives so that that does not happen. But when the devil, when the lion kind of pulls one of our friends down, you know, we're there to help him. That's the nature of friendship. That's the nature of mentorship and the nature of apostleship. So if we can do that together, if we can help one another along the journey, then that's how we spread the gospel, through our acts and through the actual preaching that we do through our life. God bless you all.